Hello, fellow learner. I'm Scott Merrick. Welcome to episode number
73
of Snacks for the Brain, outlining the work done by members of the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach and the scientists and students they serve.
With a sub-focus on educational innovation at all times, see the website at scienceoutreach.org for ongoing additional information and to learn more.
Right now, thanks for being here. Let's get right down to it with this tasty little
Snacks for the Brain.
For Snacks for the Brain 73, I am sharing audio from our Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach Web 2.0 for Us workshop held July 21 through 25 at University School of Nashville. Six incredible public school teachers joined me for 4 days of investigating collaborative online tools at their own pace. Well, sort of at their own pace. We drove through it pretty quickly, even with a budget of 4 days. In the course of those days, we looked at wikis, blogs, and blogging, Twitter and Twittering, Skype and voiceover IP, podcasts and podcasting, and we chatted real-time with Steve Hargan and David Warlick and Jeff Agamanoni, and engaged with dozens of collaborative educators using Twitter and Skype. By the end of the week, attendees had created wikis of their own, blogs of their own, and their own avatars in Second Life. I pronounced it
a rousing success.
So much so that we're hoping to offer a full month of similar work in the summer of 2009. More about that later. For now, let's hear a bit of our conversation with my friend Jeff Agamanoni, us in our computer lab at USN, and he in his kitchen in Great Falls, Montana. We're discussing the metaphors we use to describe today's information deluge and the strategies we need to help us manage it.
It's a lot like drinking up a fire hose.
That's what we're beginning to see that.
Somehow maybe make it more like drinking from a stream. Because
yeah.
It's not going to stop. You know, you get afraid that you're going to miss out on something if you leave it.
Yeah.
And it's almost addicting, you know, and I don't know if it's like that for you, but I mean,
totally.
You get into Twitter and you follow what people are doing, you get into a conversation, and it's just so amazing what teachers are doing now. So.
My analogy is also a liquid analogy, but it's more, I look at it as an information river that I can dip my toe in when I can. But every time I dip my toe in it, I learn something.
Right.
But the fact that there's all that information flowing by me can't stress me out.
Right.
And you know, the tool that's taught me that is Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm having trouble taking fire hose out of my mouth. It's just personality a little bit, you know, and I'm so excited about all this stuff. Then I'm getting better. I went camping. I do stuff with my kids now. I left my computer for like 4 or 5 days, so where you didn't have access to nothing in my last week. Yeah. And I can't forget that stuff because my kids are the most important thing in my life, my family and stuff.
You know, you have to keep that in balance. So I'm thinking of trying to sort of look at it in a research way as to how people who are actually able to balance it and learn from it and use it productively, how they manage to achieve a healthy balance.
Right.
In order to help, because I think that's one of the things we're going to have to teach our kids. We're going to have to at least model it and show that it's possible. Because there's not going to get to be less information flow. I can promise you that there's going to get to be more.
Oh,
in more different ways.
That.
You know?
It seems like there's too much right now. And that's where you kind of almost have to pick which tools work the best for you. But I think it's good to be familiar with as many of them as you can. Too,
if you're a teacher, yes. To be as familiar with as many of them as possible. That's a really good goal. I like that. Whether you're using them all actively or not. Go ahead.
I just had a teacher ask me, why is Skype better than AOL? And I guess what I said is Skype is cross-platform, and you don't have to, like if you're on AOL, IM, or if you're on Messenger, you got to be on Messenger. But it seems to me that Skype works on Mac, or it works on Linux, it works everywhere. And so that's kind of what I told this teacher that I'm working with. Is that what you would say?
That's exactly what I'd say.
Okay.
I also think that, I mean, I am an AOL-aphobe, so my daughter is locked into AIM, but I'd love to see her move her parties out of AOL AIM into Skype, just because Skype is nothing but VoIP and video and file transfer.
Yeah,
that's
something new every day.
Yeah, and AOL, when you sell anything from AOL, it gets pretty aggressive on your system. That's another thing you can tell that person.
That's what I said. I said it seems like you're hooked to AOL, and they want you to do everything AOL, and like same with Microsoft. They want you to do everything Microsoft, and it's like...
That's not the world anymore.
This stuff. So what do you got to pay? What do I got to pay you for? It's like open source, and like OpenOffice, have you used that, or Google Docs?
Mm-hmm.
Google Docs is sweet. I mean, you don't, and you can change those. It's pretty simple to change those into Word documents if you need to. And it's all free. So it's like, what am I paying people for this stuff for?
Yeah, somebody in a presentation I saw last week made the comparison that the price of hardware, operating systems, memory, all that stuff is coming down regularly and predictably. The price of software is going up.
And I don't know why, because I think you can get most of the stuff for free.
Yeah, you can.
People still they get stuck with money and they don't want to learn something new. But I mean, you gotta be a learner. You have to be a learner, and we have to teach our kids to be learners, because there's always something new. And like you just said a minute ago, it isn't going to slow down.
Right.
You know, it's not going to slow down. It's just going to get quicker.
That's probably the biggest skill we can help our children learn, is to be learners and to make choices that remain healthy for them.
Right, and that's what I think we're going to run in. And I think Montana is always a little bit behind everybody. I don't know.
Tennessee tends to lag in a lot of different areas as well.
Yeah, we were the last people to get Pet Rocks.
Oh, well, man.
Pet Rocks and Stardew. I think that's...
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. We're going to get on to that Warlick video before we get too pressed for time. But, man, it sure has been nice talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Nice to meet y'all.
Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Take it easy, man.
All right.
See you later, Scott.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. That's Skype. And he, by the way, we chatted some links here, and I need to make sure we get those on the wiki. Jeff. So I'm going to Control-C that link. Later on that same day, we got into Skype and Twitter, and I had both running while we worked. I tweeted out a message asking the educators who, quote, follow me to comment to my little class about what tools they think are the most valuable for building a strong and effective professional learning network. Listen up to our brief discussion here about that. Then I think I'm just going to play you out with one new song from Magnatune.com. Here goes. This is from University of California, Lee Allen Sanders, and he can only text. But he says, personal learning networks for me continue to evolve over time, and many positive growth changes have happened since I started using Twitter. The resources discussed, tested, and commented on in Twitter create a compendium of opportunity for me, and I'm using what I see there. My most essential personal learning network remains Mother Nature, however, and I was fortunate to have been given many up-close and personal experiences when young that gave me the basis to observe technology and increased communication tools as a natural outgrowth of what nature does every day. X-rays to bumblebees, it's all there. Tools I currently use every day are email, Twitter, StumbleUpon, Flickr, Skype, Yahoo Groups, Google Talk, iChat, mobile phone, and podcasts. We're going to do a whole day on podcasts Thursday, I hope. Scott, tell me when to shut up, he says.
So, Scott, this is part of your professional life.
It totally is.
Okay, so for those of us for whom it's not like we're not getting paid to do this, like if you're going to scale down the sort of 2.0 tools that you make for, you know, good work productivity titles, what would they be?
I would use Twitter. And it takes a while to get to understand it and to really get to use it. You've got to build up your following.
Little teeny, like quick check-in with people.
140 characters, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm running in the background here. That's how I got these people to communicate with us. Jeff just said that he saw me Twitter, who went to Skype in and talked to the class, so that's why he called me on Skype. And we talked about Twitter yesterday as something that's going on all the time, and it has completely cured me of guilt about not keeping up with stuff. Jeff and I just talked about that too. Because you can't. I can't keep up with all the resources, information, and help, and new tools, and silliness sometimes that happens on Twitter. But when I dip my toe into it, I get something that's really human and helpful. And we talked yesterday, Caroline, about Clay Shirky's book, Here Comes Everybody, and that's who we listen to today. It's in our USN library.
Oh.
I got more to order. About how it's easy now to do things, good things, and sharing things for other people. The cost of the effort of doing that is virtually nil. It doesn't cost me anything to fire up Twitter and say, hey, I found this new tool, blah, blah, blah. And that may make a lasting impression on somebody else's life. It may help them in their work. It may be just the tool they're looking for that day. And
so
it costs me nothing to do it.
It's out. But, oh, you have to build up your list of people that you're with.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, so Twitter.
And Lee in California says, I do not mind, mate. Quit away. Have fun. Make noise. Learn lots. What a neat list picture. That's great. He's wearing like a magician's thing.
Oh, is that you? I'm going to make a little poetry.
I can who?
At the Clones.
Yeah. Oh, you went to, you found this?
Yeah.
Skype Clones. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Okay, so Twitter, would you have Skype?
I would totally have Skype.
I wouldn't
do without Skype.
Flickr?
Flickr, if you'd like to take pictures.
But not necessarily.
Or Picasa, which is the Google version of Flickr.
Mm-hmm.
With one C, PICASA. Email. I still need email. But I heard a quote at one presentation next that cited a high school student was saying, email is the way you communicate with old people. Because they're all using MySpace. And they're using MySpace a lot like, and somebody said this yesterday, they're using it a lot like Twitter. They're posting very short messages about what they're doing, what they're interested in, what they found, something funny they heard, and it goes to their MySpace, and everybody in their network gets it. So,
oh, I see. Okay.
On that note, we'll lead you out with a tune from Magnatune.com, where you can go and set your own price for music. It's a really great service featuring independent musicians. This one is Chris Jurgensen, who is based in Tokyo, Japan, and he's put together a rockin', bluesy kind of hard-edged sound with a band called Big Bad Sun. Until next time, this has been Scott and Eric with Snacks for the Brain.
Sad moon a-crawling across the blackest sky, tries to point me my way home. Sad moon a-crawling across the darkest night, and the voice, it's the same, and it calls out your name, my sweet Melissa. Big moon a-sinking in the western sky, tries to ease my worried mind. Sinking in the western sky, and the wind through the trees keeps on begging you, please, my sweet Melissa. and I can hold it back. Time keeps a slipping, slipping through my hand. From my past, I can't hide without you by my side, my sweet Melissa.
Snacks for the Brain is brought to you by the fine folks at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, connecting working research scientists with K-12 students worldwide. Check out the website at scienceoutreach.org.